I'm Ryan Brown, and this is the Unvarnished Podcast, and today we're visiting the studio of Bryce Cameron Liston, and yeah, I'm super excited to be here. I've only been in your studio once before, and...
Really? You were here before? I was thinking...
I visited once before.
Cleaning all this up, I thought, I don't think Ryan's ever been here before.
Just once, yeah. I don't even remember why, but...
I had a couple of shows here.
Yeah.
Was that one of them? See, the cool thing I'm older than you, but the cool thing about my age is you forget everything you've done in the past. And you get to relive it again and again, you know.
Perfect.
If you watch a movie 10 years ago, you can watch it again like you've never seen it before. Yeah. It's awesome.
Well, I love the space. You're in a really cool place in Salt Lake. So it's awesome to be here. Thanks for letting us in.
Yeah. Glad you could make it. Glad you came up during this pandemic thing we have going on out in the real world.
Thanks for letting me in.
Just hang out in our little studios here and
cheers. So just to get started, in my opinion, you're one of the best artists in Utah.
Yeah, no, no, you're lying.
But if you could just tell us, I know your mom was a painter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what, give us an idea of like growing up, in Utah, I don't know if there was a huge art scene around you, but you obviously had it in the home. So how did that influence you? Where did you, at what point do you think you felt like this is it, this is what I want to do?
Well, let's see if I can condense that down to like 7 or 8 hours. Just kidding. it was in my home, but my mother was the only, I have a family who's on one side very mechanical and artistic. So my mother was the artist, and I was around that from very young time. So I was an accident. So, and the reason I say that is she had my two siblings. They're much older than I am. And so she had her kids, and her idea was she'd get her kids raised to a certain point, and then she'd always wanted to be an artist. She'd always wanted to take classes. And so she started taking these classes, and long I come. So she did the best thing she could do. She just had to drag me to all of her art classes. So my two siblings didn't get that. They were already out and about doing their thing. And then she goes dragging me down to trade tech back then, BYU, all the classes she took down there.
Yeah.
And I know I tell this story quite a bit. She would go out plein air painting with, and this is Utah County. So Utah County's, for all your viewers in Utah, you know where that is, but, a little south of here, very rural. It was very, very, very rural. Still is a little bit, I suppose, but not as much.
Where I live.
Yeah. So there was lots of places to plein air paint. So she would drag me out and to these plein air events with all of her friends. And I must have been a rat. I must have just hounded her because I was bored. I was bored out of my skull.
Yeah.
And at one point she put two and two together. I like to put models together. So the routine became that as we headed out, she'd stop at the store and buy a model. She let me pick a model out, head on out, put some newspaper on the hood of the car. I'd sit there and assemble that model, and she could go paint all day long if she wanted to.
Nice.
So it was a great thing. But and the reason I say that, so when I was young, I obviously wasn't interested in art. In school, I drew maybe just a little bit better than most of the other kids. I think having that in the home just somehow kind of seeped in. Maybe I had an ability. I don't know. There's that nature versus nurture thing.
Right.
I don't know. And maybe it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
So.
But it was an option. I know for me growing up, it wasn't... nothing. There was no artistic.
You were saying there's nobody in your family that's really artistic. Is it just you?
Yeah. I guess what I mean is just the world. Cause I think, there's probably different variations of creativity, but understanding the world, that there was a world of art, that this was a viable direction. You had kind of a glimpse into that. To see at least like if I do have an interest in this, there's an outlet for it.
I suppose so. I think it was small. It was Utah County. My world was Utah County, which in the scope of things is
Yeah.
Just a, you know, yeah, it's tiny and it's, yeah, it was nothing really.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it went on, you know, and in high school, I continued on, I think, with interest. I think you're probably the same thing in school when you can draw something.
Yeah.
And it was horrible, I'm sure. I don't have any of them around, but you were better than everyone else.
And you become the artist.
Yeah, you become the artist. There were a couple other kids that were, you know, there were probably a couple that were better than I was, but we all drew. So you get that interest. You keep doing it. In high school, my art teacher had some books on American illustrators like N.C. Wyeth.
Yeah.
So I started, I just fell in love with those books. I just absolutely love those. Howard Pyle, N.C. Wyeth, probably Dean Cornwell.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big influence. That kept me going. And the funny thing is, I like this story too. In junior high, everybody has to go through, you have career counseling and you have to bring your parent in. And, you know, the career counselor is going over, you know, what you want to be in your life. So I remember this one point with my mom sitting there, the counselor asked me, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, an artist. And she was a little, I still remember, she didn't quite know how to answer that, but she looked down at her paper and she says, you know, that's not an acceptable answer. And I was a little dumbfounded by that because I was so proud of myself for saying that.
Yeah.
And I red-faced, you know, kind of like I am right now, kind of nervous, like, oh, God, architect. And she said, yeah, that's acceptable.
Okay, that's on my list.
Yep, that's on my
list. I don't think things have changed much.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So from that point all the way through high school, even though I did take a lot of art classes because I liked that, I took more drafting classes. I was going to be an architect or draftsman.
Yeah.
And the thing that changed, that pivotal moment that changed was, it wasn't too far from graduation. They took us down to BYU to show us the drafting program that was down there.
Yeah.
And what they showed us was that it was all being done on computers. It was CAD programs. And that scared the hell out of
right.
me. This was 1983. I didn't know anything about computers. I didn't want to know anything about computers. They scared me.
Yeah.
Back then, they were not user-friendly. You know, anybody out there that knows computers from the old days, they are not what they are today.
No. Yeah. I went to a computer camp in 1990. Summer of 1994, and they were still not friendly.
No, it was text and coding. You know, you kind of had to code into DOS language.
Yeah,
and but they were using these CAD programs that were advanced programs, and that scared me so bad. I remember coming back from that just in a daze, and I thought, I'm not going to do that. And then I remember back, you know, junior high, I said I still liked art. I hadn't forgotten about art. It's like, and I remember that day. I said, no, I'm going to be an artist. And the reason I kind of said that, I said, the computer will never overtake the artist.
Hmm.
And I said, I'm going to be an artist. So there was kind of that moment. And that was just around graduation of high school.
Hmm.
And then the funny thing is when I told my mom that, she was horrified. You know, she was an artist, but she was a hobbyist artist. You know, my dad worked, brought the money in. She had raised her kids, except for me. And she did it as a hobby, even though she did some pretty good stuff. I think for a hobbyist artist, she was quite accomplished, but she never sold anything. That wasn't her goal. But when I said, I'm going to be an artist, I didn't sit too well with her. So I think you asked me some questions earlier, and I think one of them was like, did I have any support when I was young? Zero. I had no support. No support whatsoever.
That's so interesting that she was so passionate about it, but
she wanted me
so
to
afraid
just do it as a hobby, she said. Just do it as a hobby. Just do it on your side. Just don't do it as a career. She was petrified that I was gonna starve to death out there.
That's really interesting. And then but you went to the U anyway.
Oh,
you decided to
did.
Go to the U. How long were you there?
I don't think I quite made it a year and a half, actually.
Really?
I went through their foundation program. And, you know, again, Utah County, very rural and almost kind of impoverished to a certain point back then. There just wasn't a lot going on. And I'd lost my dad when I was 13. So he was kind of in real estate. So we had property and things, but we didn't have any cash. We had no income.
Yeah.
And so we had a house. It's not like we were living under the viaduct or anything, but you know, it's maybe embarrassing, but these days, but we had food stamps. we mm-hmm. went to the grocery store to buy cheese on government food stamps because we didn't have anything. So I was very, you know, I just didn't have a lot of means.
I think a lot of artists might know what that's like.
Yeah, probably even today. Yeah. It's like,
no shame in
it. I got my food stamps right here. Yeah. So, you know, the University of Utah was the closest thing I had. I just figured I was naive. And it's like, well, I'm going to go to the University of Utah and I'm going to take art up there. I didn't know what their program was like. I didn't have any affiliations with Brigham Young University, which was actually closer to me, but since I'm not really a member of the church, that didn't interest me.
Sure.
And I guess I wanted to go to a university because it was the big university.
Yeah.
So went up there and it didn't take long to realize that that was not, I wanted to learn how to draw and to craft my, hone my craft.
Yeah.
And it didn't, that just wasn't going on. There was so much, I felt like I was back in high school for a lot of it. And I think if I just stuck it out, it probably would have actually been okay. And I probably could have found enough classes because they did have classes. They had life drawing and there were things, but I was.
But that's post Alvin Gittin.